Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Nun in Meseches Gittin. We are going to continue from the bottom of Memtes Amabeis, explaining the halachos of Ksubas Isha, that the Mishnah tells us that generally Ksubas Isha is collected from Ziboris. We're going to continue discussing an exception, and that is going to catapult us to the halachos of Arev for Ksuba. Arev means a guarantor, and we're going to discuss two different types of guarantor: an arev and then a kablon. And we're going to discuss the distinction between the two. Then our Mishnah and its discussion of the collection from Yesomim and the halachos of Baal Chov are going to be discussed. We learned in our Mishnah on Memches Amabeis that a Baal Chov one collects from Beinonis, but Einifrom and Echasim Yesomim Ella Biziboris, and we're going to discuss those halachas. We're also going to discuss an Amabez halacha of Einifram and Nechasim Mishubad and Miyakim Sheesh B'nei Chorin, that one does not collect from lands that are in lien. If Reuven owes money to Shimon and he has lands that are in lien, that are in Binyamin's Rishus, but if Reuven doesn't have any money, Shimon will be able to collect from them. That's only, of course, if Reuven doesn't have any cash, and we're going to discuss some of the implications as far as that's concerned. So let's, Be'ezer Hashem, pick up on the last narrow line, in fact, the first and only medium-sized line, on Memtes Amabeis. In very simple terms, it's seven lines from the bottom, on Memtes Amabeis, where the Gemara quotes Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov has an interesting take on our Mishnah, when our Mishnah describes collecting from a Baal Chov, from Beinus and Ksubas Isha B'Ziboris. Due to the fact that there are opinions that say that if a woman gets divorced, then she could collect from Beinus, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov rereads our Mishnah. And Rav Acha Bar Yaakov suggests the following. Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Hacha Mayaskin, our Mishnah is talking about a very circumscribed case. Kigon Shanasa Arev Leniske Beno. If a father had already taken upon himself arvus means that he's a guarantor, that he says that he's going to pay back anybody in the case of where his son damages, or lebal chov beno, or if his son owes anybody money, uleksubas kaloso, and the ksuba of his daughter-in-law, he's going to be chayiv. If his son does not pay the ksuba, he takes responsibility. V'haikidini. And then the halacha evolves in the following way. Nizakin u'balchov, d'mechayim gavu. When it comes to Nizakin u'balchov, if the son, let's say Yaakov is the father, Reuven is the son, if Reuven would have to pay Nizakin to Binyamin, so then in such a case, he would pay when he's alive. So therefore, Iunami, Yaakov the father as well, Kimagbi, when it's collected from him, Kimichaimagbi, it's collected as if the debt existed when the son Reuven is alive. Why are we talking about as if he's alive? Well, how do we look at this collection? Do we look at this collection in a case of where the father stands in for a son, as standing in for his son as if the son was dead or if he was alive? So the answer is that generally, Reuven pays back when he's alive. If Yaakov took responsibility, so then it's as if he's alive. However, when it comes to other chiyuvim, for example, ksuba, so those are generally paid when Reuven is already dead, when Reuven passes away. If that's so, so then it's considered as if Yaakov is taking the responsibility to pay as if they were Yesomim. There, when it comes to the chiyuv of ksuba from Yesomim, we know that the halacha is that you collect only from the ziboris of when it comes to Yesomim. So that continues the Gemara analyzing the halacha of the Mishnah. Ksubas isha, de la'achar misa gavya, u la'achar misa miman gavya miyasmi. Since ksubas isha is generally done after death and from the Yesomim, iunami, so to the father, when he takes that chiyuv on himself, ki magbi, ki la'achar misa magbi. It's as if you're collecting from him, from the state of Achramisa, and that's from Ziboris, when you collect from the Yesomim.
Asks the Gemara, if that's going to be the explanation, well, it happens to be that when it comes to ksuba, we don't collect at all from an arev. There isn't a concept of arev by ksuba. V'tepikle, the arev the ksuba lo mishtabed. An arev is not mishtabed himself for a ksuba. The Gemara later on is going to explain that even though an arev is normally a serious endeavor, an arev for a ksuba just means to encourage the woman to get married, but it doesn't have the legal standing that it's absolutely binding. So the Gemara asks, "V'tepikle, the arev d'ksuba lo mishtabed?" Answers the Gemara, "B'kablon." The Gemara answers, "No, we're talking about a kablon. A kablon meaning that we're talking about a case in which there's a individual who took upon himself that he's not going to be a simple arev, but rather he's going to be a full-fledged kablon. The difference between a kablon and a regular arev is that when it comes to a regular arev, there the arev only has to pay back if the individual, the Baal Chov, defaults. So in our case, if we have Yaakov being a kablon for Reuven, there what Yaakov is doing is he's saying, don't even bother going to my son Reuven. Come straight to me. So then in such an instance, then that would be binding for a ksuba. Rashi has a complicated explanation for kablon, and the achronim over here go out of their way to try to explain why did Rashi give his particular case. But either way, we could explain kablon in a very simple manner that he's standing in on behalf of his son. So then in such a case, the halach is that the woman would be able to collect, but only from Ziboris when it comes to the Ksuba. Contrast to Baal Chov, of course, and Arev L'Nizke Beno, they'll come from Arev for Nizikin Idyas, and Baal Chov from Beinus. Says, Marhani Chalaman Damar Kablan, Avagav Delesle Nechase Lovam Mishtabed Shapir. It makes sense, according to Man Damar, that says that a Kablan is Mishabed himself, even if the Lovet doesn't have any nechasim, the kablon even then would be putting himself in a hole. Generally, Rashi explains that kablon is that Reuven has money, but Shimon wants to be 100% sure that even if Reuven's investments sink, he'll have recourse by being able to go to Yaakov. So then, that's a normal case of kablon. But if Reuven doesn't have any money at all, would he do that as well? So that's not as normal of a case of kablon. Says the Gemara, in our case, we have to assume that we're talking about a kablon, even that the father is going to be mishabed himself, even if the son doesn't have any money at all. El man damer yisle mishabed ilesle loy mishabed. But according to the man damer who says that kablon is a limited type of case, ma'ika lememar, what are you going to say? Answers the Gemara, ibay yisema b'dahavilu. You could say that we're talking about a case where Reuven the son had money. V'ishtaduf. And then it was run over. It was damaged by wind. Or you could say, that even though normally a kablon doesn't go that far to be mishabin himself, but for a father, for his son, he's going to go further. So according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, if we're talking about a case of a kablon, so then we could reread our Mishnah as talking about a very specific case where the ksubas isha is collected mi ziboris. However, as we mentioned, there is an opinion that we learned yesterday, Marzutra and Rav Nachman, who say that a woman from divorce, then the husband would pay from beninus, and our Mishnah is not talking about that type of case when it says ksubas isha is mi ziboris. Itmar the Gemara continues on last line, amim tes, amibes. Arev di ksuva, divrei hakol lo mishtabed. When it comes to the arev of a ksuba, the idea of having a guarantor, when Yaakov promises to pay back Reuven's ksuba, generally that doesn't create a shibud. However, kablon de balchov, divrei hakol mishtabed. But when it comes to a kablon on a balchov, then everybody agrees there would be a shibud. The Gemara suggests that the machlokes on the bottom of Memtes Amebeis, of if there's less lay nechase lova
whether still the kablon will be mishtabed himself, that's a machloikis, or in a case of arev de balchov, the kablon de ksuba. That's pligi. Pligi is referring to that machlokas on the bottom of Memtesim Abayis. The case of Arev and a Balchov and a Kablon of a Ksuba, let's remind ourselves, the Kablon of Ksuba means that he takes upon himself in all instances that he's going to pay. So then it goes as follows. According to the Manda Amar, who says that whether they're Nechasim or not, that they're Meshabid, so they would, that opinion holds that that applies by a Balchov of an Arev, and a Kablon of a Ksuba. V'ikol Amar Da'amar, but there's a dissenting view, Da'amar, Yisle Mishtabid, Yilesle Loi Mishtabid, that the Kablon would never go so far, and it's not binding in that case of a Kablon Ksuba, and for that matter, even for a Baal Chov to have an Arev. V'ilchasa Bikula, and how do we paskin, says Gemara, 5 lines, Tapanun Amid Aleph, Avol Gav De'lesle Mishtabid, we paskin that such a creditor can exist, bar me arev de ksuba. The exception is an arev of a ksuba. Da aval gav de isle loy mishtabed. That even though he has money, he's not mishtabed. In other words, even if Reuven has money, Yaakov would not be mishtabed. That, of course, is an arev of a ksuba, not a kablam, but an arev. My time of So then why in the first place did Yaakov promise something if it's not binding? Mitzvah David v'lo midi chasra. He says, I was doing a mitzvah by telling the woman, don't worry, I'll pay back if he can't. But it wasn't a halachically, legally binding his chayvus. It was a way of encouragement, the Gemara. Baba Basra has such an idea. V'lo midi chasra. And the woman didn't lose anything. In other words, the reason that he justifies it, he says, at the end of the day, the woman's not losing anything by getting married, so therefore I am not going to be mishtabed myself 100%. I'm just going to encourage her by saying that you have an option to approach me. I'm Ravina Tashma. Ravina says, come in here. I will bring you a proof that the halacha that we had learned in yesterday's daf, that was found at the wide lines, 12 lines up from the wide lines, by the two dots, Ksuba Isha Biziboris, halfway through Tosas Dibar Maskel Bikablon, we had Marzutra in the name of Rav Nachman, who says that a woman that's divorced collects from the Beinonis and not the Ziburis. When we say Ksuba Isha Ziburis, we're talking about when the husband passes away. Amar Ravina Tashma, may current the Taikantin, Yoser Mimasha Ish Rotza Lisa, Isha Rotza Linase. Originally, we had said that the Takana of Ksuba be from Ziburis was based on the idea that a woman really wants to get married, and therefore we need to induce the husband more than we need the woman. And we say the woman, she'll be fine even if she gets Ziboris from the Ksuba. V'isakadaitach miyasmei. If we're going to say that the cases that we're collecting from the Yisomim, hai mishum diyasmehu. The reason why you collect when the husband passed away from Ziboris is because you're coming from the Yisomim. So what must be this explanation of Meikara de Takantan is based on the idea that the man wants to get married more than the woman, must be explained the case of divorce. So now we have a Kasha on Marzutra. Ravina is bringing a Raya against Marzutra. We might have said earlier, a Raya for Marzutra. I meant a Raya for the case of Marzutra. But ultimately, Tiyufta de Marzutra, Tiyufta, we reject Marzutra, and therefore a woman, when she gets divorced, also, the ksuba comes from the Ziboris. The Gemara now goes on to another halacha from Marzutra in the name of Rav Nachman, even though we rejected the previous one. Namar Marzutra Breid, Rav Nachman, Shmeid, Rav Nachman, Shtar Chov Ayotzel Yisom. If there's a shtar that says that Reuven's offspring owe money, Reuven's no longer alive, Afal Pisha Kasubo Shevach, even if it says that the payment should be done from what we would call the Meitav, the best, the idiot, nevertheless, ain't a gova elementim ziboris. The collection is only from the worst. because of the klal of our Mishnah, that when it comes to Yisalim, you collect from the Ziboris. Amar Abaye Teide de Balchov Dina Bebeinis Umiyasmi Ziboris. Abaye says, of course, that's the rule of our Mishnah, that a Balchov's Beinis Umiyasmi Ziboris. Amar Rava Hachi Hashta. Says Rava, wait a second. Balchov Dina Midaraisa Biziboris. Really, the Balchov Mina Torah should collect from Ziburis. Kidu Ula, as Ula taught us, the Amr Ula, Dvar Torah Balchov Ziburis, Shnemar Bachutz Ta'amoid Va'ish. The Pasuk describes that when it comes to leaving a collateral, Bachutz Ta'amoid Va'ish, Asher Atano Shebo Yotzi Alecha Savot Hachutza, that the individual brings out the collateral, and Chazal Darshan, Madargo Shalish Lahotzi Pachol Shebekelim, that when it comes to paying back there, the collateral, it comes from the pachol shebekelim, because that's what people bring out of their house. They hide the nicer ones. So too, the balchov really should be from Zeboris according to Dinei Torah. U'matam amru balchov bebeinis, and what's the reason balchov does collect from beinis? A very important rule. In order that you shouldn't close the door in front of borrowers, to encourage people to lend money, and if you're going to tell them that they'll only be able to be paid back by Ziboris, they won't lend in the first place. Okay, so that's in regards to Balchov. Continues Rava, V'gabi Yasmi ukmu Rabbanon Adoraisa. And when it comes to Yisomim, so then we just simply revert back to the Din Doraisa. In other words, normally Balchov is collects from Ziboris, Minatora, but we have a Takan Sholtil Delas by Yisomim, we fell back to the Din Doraisa. However, Elahacha, but over here,
Elahacha, but in our case, Kiman Didine Bidaraisa Beidius. Since Minatora, he should be able to collect from Idius. If you write in a shtar that you're going to collect from the Shevach, so then the Din Doraisa will honor that particular request to collect from the idyas. Afilu miyasmi nami biidyas. Then in such a case, then one should be allowed to collect from the idyas of the Yisomim. The only time we said that you don't collect from the idyas of the Yisomim is because the din d'oraisa really is that you collect from Ziburis. So we follow the Din D'oraisa when it comes to Yisomim. But over here, the Din D'oraisa would be to collect from Idyas. Ula Rava asks the Gemara, and you, Rava, Vahatani, but didn't we learn? Avram ben Chazoi taught us the following braisa. Ein Ephraim in Echasim Yisomim, Ela min Ziburis. Vafilu ein Ezakin. We learned that we always collect from the Yisomim from Ziboris, even when it comes to the case of Nezakin. Va Nezakin dinan midoraisa b'idyas. Yet when it comes to Nezakin, the din doraisa is to collect from Idyas. Answers the Gemara, Hacha b'mayeskina, what are we talking about in our case? Kegon sha'isa Idyas dinizik kiziburis dimazik, Rabbi Shmalhi. This, of course, is a theme that we had throughout bottom of Memches Amabes through Memtes, and that is, in our case, we're talking about where the Idyas of the Nizik is like the Ziboris of the Mazik. So the Torah HaKadosh in this week's Parsha says, Meitav Sadehu U'Meitav Karma Yishalem, that the Mazik has to pay from the best, but he only has to pay the best of the Nizik, according to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, the Omer Midaraisa B'dinizik Sheminan, really, Minat Torah, the Mazik only has to pay the best of the Nizik. Our Mishnah says that he pays the best of his best, his idyas, the idyas of Mazik, u'mepnei tikkun ha'olam, tikkun rabbanan b'demazik. So Rava's position is now defended, because at the end of the day over here, you are collecting from the idyas. Why? Because in this case, the idyas is the idyas of the Nizik. And since it's the idyas of the Nizik, then everything works out, according to Rava, who points out that you rely on the din d'oraisa. So again, Hachamai skinik go shoyse idis d'nizik iziburis d'mazik, Rabbi Shmali, domar mid'oraisa b'd'nizik shemina. U'mipnei tikkun olam tikkun rabbanon b'd'mazik. So generally, there's a tikkun olam that you collect from the idis of the mazik. The gabi yasmi, and now as Rava said earlier, But when it comes to Yisom, Ukmu Rabbanu D'oraisa, we go back to the Din D'oraisa, and the Din D'oraisa is going to be that by Nizakin you'll collect from the Idyas, but it'll be Idyas the Nizik. Asks the Gemara, Eini, is that true? Vatan Rabbi Lazar Niyutar. Rabbi Eliezer from Nitar learned, Ein from Nechas Misayimin, Ela min Aziboris, Vafilu Hein Idyas. You never collect, Rabbi Eliezer says, from the Idyas. You only collect from the Ziboris. Maya Filu Hein Idyas. What exactly did Rabbi Eliezer mean when he said, Afilu Hein Idyas? Lava Fagav. Dichsiv Idyas Bishtara. So the Gemara is going back and asking on the Chidush of Marzutra in the name of Rav Nachman that Rava had explained, and that is that when you have a shtar that explicitly states that there is Idyas, so then even if there are Yisamim, you collect from the Idyas because you go back to the Din D'Araisa. Yet Rabbi Eliezer said that you only collect from the Ziboris in a case of where, presumably, of Idyas Gibishtar. I'm zocha now to be learning the Daf Yomi with you with my son. My son just pointed out that I misspoke when I quoted Marzutra. I meant to say Rava's Shita that says that if you have a Shtar Chov with Yisomim that has Shevach, then you collect from the Idyas. Marzutra actually disagreed earlier. Marzutra held that you collect only from the Ziboris. So now the Gemara is attacking Rava. Rabbi Eliezer seems to be closer to that Shita of Marzutra that my son pointed out, and that is the Shita that when it comes to Nifraim Minichsei Yisomim, you're Nifraim from the Idyas if it says Shevach in the Shtar. So again, the Gemara says, how do you understand Rabbi Eliezer's words that you collect only from the Ziboris, must be, even if there is Idyas Shebishtar, which will be like the position of Marzutra against Rava. So the Gemara says, Lav, afagav dichsiv Idyas Bishtar, loy, my Idyas, Shafoi Idyas. No, we're not talking about that type of Idyas, we're talking about Shafoi Idyas. Let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi learned Shafoi Idyas, la'achar hezek, va'dayin yesho Idyas ubenis v'ziboris, el shezu hoise yofe me'od. So we're talking about here, an Idyas that's even better than the regular Idyas. It's grade AAA. And in our case, because we have a super Idyas, what happened was the following. The individual in the Chov had promised, the Baal Chov had promised grade AAA, Shifai Idyas. And he even had, Rashi explains the Dibur Maskil, Shifai Idyas. But then that had been flooded, that had been destroyed. Rashi explains the Maskel government bainus. So the Gemara says as follows: Kidurav, in such a case where he promised Shifa Idyas, and like we said in general, if you promise Idyas, then the Din D'Oraisa should be followed and Idyas should be paid back. However, Damarav, his exiboris govem in Idyas. Shafa Idyas gove min habeninus. If a person promises that they're is going to be from Shafai Idyas, but the Shafai Idyas disappears, so then in such a case, you don't collect from Idyas anymore. Rashi explains, Halacha is goyve min habeninus, the azalei dina. The halacha of beninus, of giving the Shaf Idyas falls away, and Rashi explains that's due to the idea of mazlagorim. So therefore, in our case, that gove min habeninus vigovi yasvi, and when it comes to collecting from the Yisomim, ukmu rabbanan adin d'oraisa. So here we go back to the din d'oraisa, because here the halacha is like a regular baal chov, and then we've discussed earlier that a regular baal chov is from ziboris. So this is an exception to rule. Tosas has many questions on Rashi in Dibra Maskel my Idyas, but we will learn, like we had suggested in Tosas. We learned in our Mishnah, and that we've already begun to discuss in detail. When we say Yisaimim, that you only collect from the Ziburis, again, Baal Chov generally connects from Beninus. However, if they're Yisaimim, you collect from Ziburis. Our Gemara astutely pointed out above that really the Din D'Oraisa should be Baal Chov itself should be from Ziburis. But there was a takana shel tinel delas that's made for a general baal chov, but by yisomim, then we have this rule
of a Kmuo Rabbanon Adoraisa that we just mentioned in the Gemara above. All of these halachas that we just said in Yisom does apply to Yisom who are under the age of 13 or Filu Gedol. Takan Tehi David Rabbanon Gabi Yasmi Liktanim. Is it a takana that the Rabbanon did for Yisom Kitanim? So then Avud Rabbanon, L'gdolim, lo Avud Rabbanon. But for G'dolim, the Rabbanon did not make the Takana. O Dilma Mishum Deloy Masik Adaite Demalva Demes Loive. Or is it based on a totally different rationale? It's not there to simply protect the Yisayimim, but it's that the Malva never thought that the Loive is going to die. Lo Masik Adaite Demalva Demes Loive. V'nafel Nichse Kamei Yisayimim. And then the Nechasim would fall in front of the Yisayimim. That if we would say that the Yisomim are going to go back to the Din D'Oraisa, that wouldn't discourage the Malva from lending money. The Malva is thinking that when the Lova is going to pay me back, I want to get a decent amount. If the Lova is going to die, that he doesn't even think about. So it won't discourage him from lending money in the first place. And therefore, Hilkach Afilu Gdolim Nani, then this halacha would apply even by Gdolim as well. Tashma Kumin Erech Velech, bring in a raya. Four lines from the bottom. Manun Amaral, Tetoni Abaye Kshisha, that Abaye, the elder Abaye taught, Yisaymin Shamru Gdolim. When we say Yisaymin means Gdolim, Veitzach Lemer Ktanim, like the last svara that we had below in the Gemara. Yisaymin means both Gdolim and Ktanim. It asks the Gemara, Vedilma Hani Mililinin Shvuah. Maybe Abaye Kshisha only taught this in regards to Shvuah. The Gadol B'mili Davu Kikatan Dami. There's another halacha, and that is that if you collect from the Yisomim, so there often the halacha is that there are instances that when you collect from someone, you have to make a Shvuah. This is a halacha of Shvuahs. Rashi explains that the halacha is that someone who comes to collect from the Chasim and Yisomim, the Chachamim made a takana that the individual has to make a shvuah. That halacha is going to apply whether you're collecting from Ktanim or you're collecting from Gdolim. Now, I might have thought that it only applies to Ktanim. The reason why a person has to make a shvuah is because the children don't know their father's estate, and they don't have the argument that normally a regular individual has of parati. And since they don't have the regular argument of parati, so then Chazal were misakin and shvuas and daf mem aleph that they need to make a shvuah. I might have thought that only applies to ketanim that don't know, but maybe when it comes to gdolim, we consider it that the gdolim do know. So says the Gemara on the last line in our amud that when it comes to even gdolim, b'mili davua kekatan dami, the father doesn't involve the kids in the detail of his business. Aval inyan ziboris lo. But when it comes to the halacha of ziboris, then that does not apply. In other words, that when it comes to ziboris, that's only the requirement to collect from ziboris is only when the yisom are ketanim. But if the yisom would be gedolim, then the halacha would be different. V'hilchas ha-legmar goes on to Amabez, yisomim sha'amru gedolim, v'ein tzarech lemer ketanim, bein l'shvuah, bein l'ziboris. For both halachas, the halacha says that the Yisomim are, whether they're Gdolim and Ketanim, both in regards to Shvua and Ziboris. We learned in our Mishnah, Einif Ram Nechasim Mishubad Mimakum Shiesh B'nei Charin, that there's another halacha that says that if you have Nechasim Mishubadim, so in a case of where Ruvain borrowed money from Shimon, and Ruvain put his land on lien, so if Ruvain then sells his land to Binyamin, and Reuven has no cash, so then in such to pay back at the time it's due, Shimon could collect the land that's in Binyamin's Rishus. Says our Mishnah, that only applies if Reuven doesn't have any cash. But if Reuven has cash, then Shimon, even if he wants to, cannot collect the land from Binyamin. Rav Achdevoy Bar Ami. Bimatana heyach takantahu. Matana, hey, what's the halacha going to be in regards to a matana? Explains Rashi. When it comes to matana, does the above rule apply? In a case of where, using our case, Reuven gave his land as a matana to Binyamin, in such an instance, would Shimon be able to collect the money that Reuven owes him even from the land that is by Binyamin, even if Reuven still has cash. What are the two tzedadim of the shayla? Takantu hu da'av rabbanim mishum seydu delekuchos. Maybe the only reason you can't, you Shimon can't collect from Binyamin is because it's not fair that if every time someone's going to buy something that the debtors are going to collect, then that's pseidu lekuchas. Lekuchas are going to lose out. Aval matana, when it comes to matana, delekum pseidu lekuchas lo. When it comes to matana, there is no pseidu lekuchas. Maybe the halacha does not apply. Adilma matana nami. Or do we say matana also? Ilav de isle hanomine lo yov le matana. The whole reason that the matana is being given in the first place and Reuven is giving it to Binyamin is to give Binyamin hana. For there's for a purpose. So now you're still messing up Binyamin. Either way. Vihilka keeps saying lukuchastami. And Binyamin is losing his land, so it's just like Binyamin lost his land lukuchas. It's true, this time he didn't expend cash, but it still is a frustration for him. Amalei Mark Shisha Breidra of Chizla Rashi Toshma. In regards to Shaila, we have the following raya. This is a Mishnah in Bava Basra on Kufla Meches. Shchiv Merasha Amar. If someone is on his deathbed and he says, Tnu Masayim Ziz Leploni, give 200 zuz to Reuven, Vigimel Meos Leploni, and 300 to Shimon, Vidalimos Leploni, 400 to Levi, Ein Oimrim Kol HaKoydim B'Shtar Zocha. You don't say, whoever has the shtar first is Zocha. Rashi explains, the halacha does not follow, let's say there isn't, how much money was being given over here? 200 plus 300 plus 400. So that's 900. So let's say there is only 500. So I might have had a havamina that the first person, Reuven, gets 200, and then Shimon gets 300, and Levi is stuck. So Gemara says, "Ein armim kol akonim mishtar zacha." You don't go in the order of the names that were particularly written in the shtar. Lefichach yatzalav shtar chov gove mikula. And similarly, if there's a shtar chov, then it goes in the opposite direction as well. If the shchimira owes money, so you don't say, well, he first collects all the money. Let's say the shchimira owes Binyamin money. That Binyamin goes to Reuven first and collects all the money that Reuven is entitled to, and then goes to Shimon second. But rather, everything is spread equally, both directions, both in terms of the order that's divvied out, as well as balei chov that come and collect. So far, that's the Mishnah in Bava Basra. Avolim Amar Tnu Masayim Zuz Leplon. But what happens in a slightly different case? Where Shchimira says, now we got to read carefully the Lashon HaMishnah. Shchimira says, give 200 to Reuven, v'acharav. Acharav is critical. And afterwards, Leploni. Then give to Shimon, v'acharav Leploni. Omrim kolach kodem shtar b'shtar zacha. Then, you've first give everything he promised to Reuven, then everything to Shimon, then everything to Levi. And if there's nothing left for Shimon or Levi, then they're stuck. And lefichach yatzalav shtarchov gove mina achron, gove mina achron, ein lo, gove mishal lefanav, ein lo, gove mishal lefnei fanav. And if the Shchimira owes people money, so then the way in which he collects, there's also a pecking order. And again, Levi is going to lose on the pecking order. Because as long as there is money, Reuven gets first. So therefore, if you're taking away money, so then you take first away from Levi. So hence the Mishnah Bava Basra says, L'fich yatzalav shtarchov gov min achron. Ein lo gov mishal afanav. Ein lo gov mishal afnei fanav. Then you go backwards. Va'afal gav. The kama bebeinis ubasra ziboris miziboris gavi mibeinis lo gavi, and it doesn't make a difference that if Levi has ziboris and Shimon has beinis, that you would say that, well, since you're going to collect from the, then when it comes to chov you collect from beinis. Nevertheless, we don't follow the order based on Bein and Ziboris. We just analyze an order based on who came last. So far we're still delineating the Mishnah in Bava Basra. However, after we finish, now Shema Mina. So says the Gemara, Shema Mina b'matana nami avid Rabbana Takanta. We see that the Takana of Pseida de Lekuchos also applies to Matana as well. How do we see that? What was our case over here? Our case was a case of Matana. And yet, we evoked the rule that we mentioned in our Mishnah of Ein Ephraim Nechasim Mishmadim Makom Sheyesh Bnei Charin, that you can't go to collect from Reuven and Shimon if you haven't collect from Levi. Now, what's the case of Levi? It's Tnu. The whole Mishnah is about Basra is Tnu. So we see that when it comes to Rabban Matana, the Rabbanan also made the Takana. Shma mina bitap Matana nami avad Rabbanan Takanta. Rashi spells this out in Divrei Maskil Gova Min Ha'achron. So it seems to be a good riot. Answers the Gemara, Hachav my skin of Balchov. Maybe over here we're talking about where the Shchimera owes money to Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, but not where he gave them Matana. Asks the Gemara, but the Lashon HaMishnah doesn't sound that way. V'atnu kamar. But doesn't it say tnu? In other words, it sounds like that the Shchimera gave a present to Reuven, then to Shimon, etc., etc. Says the Gemara, tnu b'chovi. He meant tnu that I am chayiv to Reuven an X amount of money, but not that it was a matana. Says the Gemara, but if that's so, then why did the Shchimera order things? V'lechsi shtar d'man kodem. Let's just see who he owed money first to. And it's not necessarily then that he mentions Reuven first or Shimon first. It's whoever he owes money to first, that they're the first one in the pecking order. Says the Gemara, d'leka shtara. There is no shtar for us to figure out. Ask the Gemara, but what do you mean? We just said there was a shtar. V'akol akodim b'shtar kamar. Doesn't it say whoever came first? B'shtar pekidita. Says the Gemara, we're not talking about a shtar chov, but it means a shtar tzava'a. A shtar that has his request, his tzava, his last request for his inheritance, and then you can't infer the order. V'iba yisayman, if you want, I can give you another answer. Afilu matana nami. Even when it comes to matana, even if you're going to say that our Mishnah in Bava Basra is talking about a case of matana, nevertheless, the halacha of Ein Ephraim Menachasim Mishabad Melkim Sheish Bnei Charon does not apply to matana, even though the simple reading of that Mishnah is that you do. So we will reread the Mishnah in the following way. V'loi kasha. My goiva min ha'achroin. What does it mean that you collect first from Levi and only then from Shimon? And particularly, if we're talking about matana, we said that when it comes to matana, we don't evoke those rules of ein goiva nechasim shabbat makom sheish b'nei charon. So therefore, you should be able to collect from Reuven first. What did the Mishnah mean when it says that you collect from Levi first? A nifsad el ha'achron. It means something else. You really could collect from Reuven first. However, what it means over here is not that Binyamin won't be able to collect from Reuven first. However, if he does go, explains Rashi in Dibra Maschil, V'iba Yis'ema, that if he goes to collect from the first V'iba Yis'ema, if he goes to collect from Reuven, then Reuven's going to be able to go to Shimon and collect from Shimon. So therefore, at the end of the day, a nifsad ela achron, the last one is going to lose. V'iba Yis'ema, and if want, I give you another teres, teshavu kulo la'adadi, that all of them are considered equal. The Gemara here is answering and saying that there's no proof in regards to Matana that we have a rule of Ein Ephraim Menachasim Mishubadim Memakom Sheyesh B'dei Charin, and that there isn't necessarily an order of how you collect. We saw in the Mishnah in Bava Basra that there is an order, and when you collecting, when the Shchimera owes money, and first you collect from Levi, then you collect from Shimon, then you collect from Reuven, answers our Gemara, that case in Bava Basra was a very particular case. Deshavu kulo la'adadi. That it's a case in which Levi has enough money and has, let's say, Ziboris to pay back. Shimon has enough money and he has Ziboris to pay back. And Reuven has enough money and he is able to pay back. And the debtors are going to collect from each one of them. In a case of where they all have an equal amount of money and they could all pay back, so and the quality is the same, so then in such an instance, there's no reason why we wouldn't follow the simple order of going to Levi, then to Shimon, then to Reuven. In a case, however, when there's an instance in which, by matana, you're going to end up collecting from some and not the others, So then we would say there is an order when it comes to matana. We say that there is an order, and we don't necessarily have the rule of ein govim nechasim mishubadim makom sheyesh b'nei chorin. So our case, when we say, let's take a look and now see in Rashi, in Dibur Maskil Yibay Seima, Rashi says on the last narrow line, V'Yibay Seima dafke govim in achron kamar. It's true, it does say govim in achron. V'afilu l'hachil otifshem ne de'en nefrayim. But you can't infer that you always go to Levi first. Why? Because in our case, there's no reason not to go to Levi first. Because everybody has karkos, okulam beinus, okulam ziburus, okulam idyus, and therefore it only makes sense to go to Levi first. However, if they have different quality lands, so then we wouldn't always necessarily evoke the rule of ein govim nechasim, makam ein govim nechasim mishubadim makam sheyesh bnei chorin, in a case of which one person has nechasim mishubadim, that is the appropriate type of land to collect from. We're going to stop today's daf over here. In today's daf, on daf nun, we did not have an easy daf. We spoke about the difference between an arev kablon for ksuba, that's binding as opposed to an arev ksuba. We spoke about the halachas of shtar chov ayotze min hayisomim. We have a general rule that we learned in our Mishnah, that when you collect from Yisom, you collect from Ziburis. The Gemara tells us that that's based really on a din d'oraisa. Most Balei Chov should be collect from Ziburis. However, when it comes to Halva, when it comes to loans, we have a rule, Shalotin Aldalas Bifnei Lavin. And Yisomim, therefore, go back to din d'oraisa collecting from Ziburis. The Gemara has a big discussion. What happens if there's a Shtar Chov Yisomim that says specifically that you collect from Idyas? There is a Machlokis Amoraim. Actually, if you take a look, we see that we follow the opinion that you still collect from the Ziburis, but this is a big debate, and Rava's Shita, who says that you do collect from the Idyas, is defended in many instances. The Gemara has a very important discussion when we talk about two stringencies that we put on creditors when they collect from Yisomim. That the halacha is that when you collect from Yisomim, you need to pay, make a shua. And the halacha is that when you collect from Yisomim, you need to collect from Ziboris. Does that apply to Yisomim Gedolim or just to Yisomim Ketanim? Halacha Lemaisa, the Gemara concludes, it applies to Yisomim Gedolim as well as Yisomim Ketanim. The Mishnah we learned, and this is how we concluded our daf, a rule of Ein Ephraim Nechas Mishabadim Makom Sheyesh Bnei Chorin, and the Gemara has an open question of whether that applies to Matana as well. The Gemara attempted a raya from Bava Basra, but the Gemara concludes that when it comes to Matana, you also have the same Takana as well. It seems from the Ein Mishpat that we paskin that if in an instance where a Shchiv Meira, or for that matter anybody, gives a matana to somebody else, so then just like we have the rule of pseida de lekuchas, and we say, let's say Reuven gave a matana to Binyamin, if Reuven owes Shimon money, Shimon has to first collect from Reuven all of Reuven's cash, and only then could he go to collect from the matana that was given to Binyamin. The Gemara suggests that maybe it was only in pseida de lekuchas, and the Gemara, despite the Mishnah and Bava Basra, concludes that matana nami avid rabbanan takanta of Ein Ephraim and Chasim Mishubadim b'makom sheyesh b'nei chayin. This day's Hashem concludes Daf Nun in Maseches Gittin. Thanks to my dear son Shmuel Menachem, who learned it with me.